课堂，听 class.com。
If any American doubted the risk of biological attack, anthrax gave them religion. At the Department of Health and Human Services, a new office has been established to deal with public health emergencies. Some medicines have been purchased, and $3 million has been appropriated to buy other pharmaceuticals, fund research, and beef up the public health system. But experts say we aren't ready yet, and may never be.
We need to constantly be looking at where are our vulnerabilities and what needs to be done to shore them up. It would be naive and wishful thinking that we will someday achieve a state of full preparedness.
With the sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway system in 1995, preparations for a chemical attack were put in high gear. First responders were equipped and trained, and those preparations have intensified since September 11th. Our readiness? A mixed picture.
I don't think you can give a blanket statement to say, is the nation ready? I think it very much depends on where, what kind of attack, with what particular agent, and then how many casualties would be involved.
Radiological attack was the fear during the Cold War. Then the U.S. was ready. Is it now?
I think we used to be more prepared. I think when by the time September 11th came, that many of the federal capabilities to respond to a radiological emergency had decayed or degenerated.
Since September 11th, nuclear response teams have been deployed around the country. Radiation detection gear is being used more, and research into new detection and response technology is picking up.
Rome wasn't built in a day, and a nation cannot be secured in a matter of months. But if the threat from weapons of mass destruction is as great as President Bush made it sound in his speech, experts say we have reasons to be concerned because we are not as prepared as we could be. Not yet. Jean Meserve, CNN, Washington.